From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth program, originating from the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And this week, we are looking at Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, where we are taught by the Word of God that Jesus Christ is to be our pattern. Verse 5 of Philippians 2 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now, again, I've been emphasizing every day this week that we don't become a Christian by following the example or the pattern of Jesus Christ. We become a Christian only by trusting Christ alone as our personal Lord and Savior. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You see, I bring that out because there are many people who, when you talk to them about their spirituality, as it were, they will say, "Well, I'm a Christian because I try to pattern my life after Jesus Christ." Patterning our life after Jesus Christ does not make us a Christian. We must be born again. But when we are born again, we are to pattern our life after Jesus Christ. And that's what this passage is all about when it says there in verse 5 of Philippians 2, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now, we're going to come back to that later on, but in this passage of Scripture, we have what I believe to be the ultimate Christological passage to consider as it relates to what Jesus Christ did to provide salvation for us. And on Monday, we noted the condition of Christ, that He is fully God. Yesterday, we noted the choice of Christ, that He humbled Himself. And when we read verses 7 and 8, we see that He humbled Himself in seven different ways. I would encourage you to study that again. But at the end of the program yesterday, I mentioned that Jesus Christ put Himself out of the way to submit to the Father and to serve mankind through His humility. Jesus went out of the way to obey the Father, to submit to the Father by going to the cross. And Jesus went out of the way to serve mankind by going to the cross and providing salvation for us, paying the wage of sin, which is death, for us. Today, we're going to look at the commendation of Christ in verses 9 through 11. Notice what it says. "Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Now, what we see here is the commendation of Christ. And the fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ is highly exalted by the Father above all other people, above all other things, simply because of the fact that Jesus Christ, first of all, humbled Himself to go to the cross. Now, these three verses that we have before us today are tremendous verses. I could spend a month on each verse. I don't have the time to do that. But allow me to highlight each verse for you, and I would encourage you to study each one of these verses in greater detail to see how God the Father commended God the Son after His work here on earth and on the cross. Notice verse 9, it says that Christ has a higher name than any. It says, "Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted Him." and given him a name which is above every name. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he was at the lowest of all possible positions, condition that any human being could ever be. But because he went to the cross and became sin for us, after his death, burial, and resurrection, and then ascension up into heaven, God gave him a name that's above all names. You say, Pastor Gary, what is that name? Well, I think we have an indication as to what that name is over in Revelation 19. In Revelation chapter 19, we find that after the great tribulation period, Jesus Christ will come back to the earth and establish his kingdom on earth, his 1,000-year reign on earth, and then eventually, of course, he will create a new heaven and a new earth. But notice what it says in verse 16 of Revelation 19. When Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, it says, he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That, I believe, is the high name that God the Father gave God the Son after he humbled himself on earth and then ascended back up into heaven. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And you and I should worship him and serve him because of that. But secondly, we see that the Father commended Jesus Christ the Son in that he gave Christ a higher position. A higher position. Look at verse 10. It says that at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Wow. Stop to think about that. At the name of Jesus, at the sound of Jesus' name, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. I really wish I had the time to dig into this deeper, but I don't have that time. But what we see in this particular verse of Scripture, that when it comes to our response to Jesus Christ, we should bow before him. That word bow, that word should is a very interesting word. When it says should bow, the word should means expectation, intent, duty, necessity, purpose. And what it teaches us is that because of who Jesus Christ is, God expects us, it is our duty, it is our purpose to bow before him. And you know something? Whether that is done voluntarily or whether that is mandated, there will come a time when every person will bow the knee before the Lord Jesus. You'll notice it says, of things in heaven, that's all the angelic beings. Of things in earth, that's every human being. Of things under the earth, that's every demonic being, and even those who've gone to hell, one of these days, will recognize who Jesus Christ is, because he has a position that is higher than anybody or anything. Thirdly, we see that the Father commended Jesus Christ in giving him a higher recognition. Look at verse 11 of Philippians 2. It says, and that every tongue, should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You see, when we talk about the fact that Jesus Christ has been given a higher recognition by the Father, that recognition is his sovereign authority. His sovereign authority. You see, the fact of the matter is that Jesus Christ is the sovereign God. And every person on the face of the earth, every creature in heaven, every creature under the earth, is that which is to confess who Jesus Christ is. Now notice, again, that word should is there, which means expectation, duty, necessity, purpose. It's the purpose of every living being to confess who Jesus Christ is. And you'll note there in verse 11, we have three words for Christ: Jesus, Christ, and Lord. Jesus speaks of his human name. Christ speaks of the fact that he is the Messiah. And Lord emphasizes that he is God. Who is this Jesus? He is 100% man. And he became 100% man through the virgin birth. But he also is the Messiah, the one who came into the world to provide salvation for all of mankind. And he is also Lord, which means he is God. And when every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord, who gets the glory? God the Father gets the glory. Now, you know, there are many people who reject Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you this, that those who reject Jesus Christ and die without trusting Jesus Christ as Savior will stand before Christ at the great white throne judgment. And when they do, they will at that point confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. The problem at that point is, though, that they will have already rejected Christ on earth, they are spiritually lost, and they'll be cast into the eternal lake of fire forever. And so you see, right now is the time to recognize who Jesus Christ is, which means right now is the time to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Right now is the time to serve Jesus Christ as your Lord, and I trust that you'll do that. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to be talking about what it means to let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. I trust that you can join us then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.